This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. President Obama says China is, quote, putting out feelers about joining in on the big trade deal that's under negotiation, liberalizing trade rules for 12 countries around the Pacific, countries that include the United States. As part of a longer interview about trade, here's what the president told my colleague, Marketplace's Kai Rizdal.
The fact is that if we have 11 of the leading economies in the Asia-Pacific region, who have agreed to enforceable labor standards, enforceable environmental standards, strong IP protections, non-discrimination against foreign firms that are operating, access to those markets, reduced tariffs, then China is going to have to at least take those international norms into account.
The transcript of the entire interview with the president is at marketplace.org now. And our China correspondent, Rob Schmitz, joins us from Shanghai with some context. Hello, Rob.
Good morning, David.
So we just heard the president outline some of the agreed-upon standards for this trade pact. Is China ready to play by these rules as well?
Well, I think China is probably ready to agree to play by these rules. China's government is trying to further open its economy so that growth is fueled more and more by consumers. And in order to do that, China will need to rely more on market forces, and it'll require a higher standard for the very things that are cornerstone to this Trans-Pacific partnership. So things like better labor and environmental standards and better intellectual property protection, these are things that China's trying to improve on right now. So in many ways, this agreement could give a boost to China's economic reforms in the same way that joining the WTO did 15, 20 years ago for China.
What do you think needs to happen, though, for China to actually join this agreement?
The Chinese government isn't about to allow the U.S. to dictate how it conducts trade across the Pacific. That said, being left out of a trade pact in its own backyard is also a consideration. I think it's a question of how open the Obama administration is to giving China enough time to get up to speed on the requirements of this agreement. China's got the biggest labor force in the world. It's the second largest economy. So it's going to want to play just as big a role as the U.S. in this agreement if it signs on. And because China is such a big economic force, there's an argument out there that it's in the United States' best interest to try and do what it can to include China. You know, to everyone involved, a Trans-Pacific free trade deal without China looks a little weak, especially now when China's been busy striking a bunch of big trade deals with economies throughout Asia, strengthening its economic ties with countries in Europe and South America. So China's moving on from the familiar trope of the rest of the world is trying to contain us. You know, China's engaged globally more than ever. The question is how important China thinks it is to be engaged with the U.S. and its political allies on this trade deal, too.
Marketplace's China correspondent Rob Schmitz speaking from Shanghai. Rob, thank you.
Thanks, David.